Ukraine's President Viktor Yushchenko has begun a two-day official visit to the Czech Republic. At a joint briefing with his Czech counterpart Václav Klaus at Prague Castle on Tuesday afternoon, Mr. Yushchenko called for increased ties between Kiev and the EU. He also insisted that this January's gas crisis was not of his own doing. Rosie Johnston was at the castle this noon. She's dashed back to join us in the studio. So, Rosie, what was, say, the main topic of discussion between Mr. Yushchenko and Mr. Klaus?
Well, Jan, I'd definitely say that top of the agenda was this Eastern Partnership, which was unveiled by the Czech EU presidency at the summit last week in Brussels, but which will formally be launched on May the 7th here in Prague. That is, as President Klaus said at the castle today, one of the biggest priorities of the Czech Republic's EU presidency. And what it in effect means is stronger ties between seven ex-Soviet states and the European Union, Ukraine being one of these ex-Soviet states, as well as Belarus and Armenia and Azerbaijan, for example. And what it will mean for these countries will be increased trade links, perhaps easier travel for citizens of those states, and perhaps more EU development funds being poured into those countries. For his part, Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko said that he welcomed any sort of dialogue with the European Union whatsoever, but he stressed that this was no substitute for full EU membership, which Kiev was really pushing for. Klaus, for his part, agreed and said that he was looking forward to having Viktor Yushchenko back in Prague on May the 7th for the official launch of this Eastern Partnership.
Okay, now, aside from that, the understanding is that the gas crisis came up again in discussion. This was one of the first major crises that the Czech EU presidency had to deal with back in January.
Absolutely. The gas crisis was another leading topic of discussion today at Prague Castle, but not very much new was said on the matter. Viktor Yushchenko was the only one of the two heads of state who spoke about it, and he didn't really say anything new. He just repeated that Ukraine never got gas that it could then distribute to the rest of Europe. He said that it was Russia's fault, basically. Again, among other things, he said that Ukraine was working on its pipeline infrastructure and would be upgrading it in the near future. But that was all that was said on the gas crisis today.
And what else was discussed?
Well, one of the other key questions was about visas for Ukrainians living in the Czech Republic. That was a question from the Ukrainian side. And President Václav Klaus said that there wouldn't be any change in Czech visa policy towards Ukrainians because as an EU member state, the Czech Republic has its hands tied. But he did say that he and Czechs very much valued the large Ukrainian workforce in this country. Ukrainians do make up one of the biggest immigrant groups, I would say, in the Czech Republic. And he said that their contribution to the Czech economy was very much valued. And as well, President Klaus stressed the very good relations between Czech Republic and Ukraine. He said that Czech export in the last 10 years to Ukraine had risen by 10%. And Viktor Yushchenko also spoke of very rosy figures in terms of exports to the Czech Republic from Ukraine.
Okay, Rosie Johnston, we're going to have to leave it there. But thanks for rushing back from Prague Castle.